The following was written by Michael Milkey and published on MAHB, Stanford University, also cross-posted on Resilience. We are all in the clutches of the delusion dragon. This is a short summary of a longer ebook posted on May 25th, 2018. It's time to accept that we are not going to dislodge the entrenched interests holding back effective action on looming climate chaos by any means tried so far. Believing that 97% of credible scientists is consensus enough is 103% short for effective response. Even 200% may not be enough. Undeniability and incontrovertibility are the only criteria that will work to break through the hydra-headed delusion dragon clutching all of us. Systems change is necessary. Incontrovertibly broken systems must be shown and viscerally felt. Perceiving unavoidable disaster is what can trigger responses. The dragon must be made visible. An Earth systems view makes clear the comprehensive catastrophic pathway we are on. And having it felt viscerally is actually easier than it seems. For example, 1. Plastic pandemonium. Ocean plastic is fast exceeding ocean fish. Without intervention soon, the amount of plastic littering the world's oceans is expected to triple within a decade, a new report shows. The average American throws away 185 pounds of plastic per year, almost half a pound each day. Add to that, we produced more plastic in the last decade than we did in the entire 20th century, and we didn't have plastic before that to throw away. Plastic Pollution Coalition's video, Open Your Eyes, and that's hotlinked, shows the horror and disgust of our collective despoilation in less than 4 minutes. Another approach is to go to Coastal Cares' When the Mermaids Cry, The Great Plastic Tide, and that's hotlinked, and simply scroll down for about 3 minutes through the pictures. 2. Snuffing out the remaining mammals except for humans and our domesticates. The visual below depicts humanity consuming the biosphere. Humans, dark gray, and our livestock pets, light gray, now comprise nearly all the mass of land mammals, 98%, while wild mammals, red, cling to the very edges of existence, 2%. And the chart is data from Vaclav Smil's Earth Biosphere, Evolution, Dynamics, and Change, plus a few other sources. And it's titled Earth's Land Mammals by Weight, and it's a very compelling chart. 3, in America, taking over 200% of what the Earth can regenerate each year, spending over twice our real income. And then there's a chart that says ecological footprint versus biocapacity for the USA. It goes from 1961 to 2012 or 2014. And it shows that, this graph measures the annual biological capacity load put upon the U.S. by its population per person from 1961 to 2012. Americans consumed about double the country's natural yearly income in order to enjoy, quote-unquote, their lifestyles. Therefore, enormous natural capital of the nation is destroyed, degrading overall biocapacity and life support systems for future Americans. The biocapacity of the United States declined almost every year through 2012. Simultaneously, globalization made it increasingly easy for the footprint of the United States to cast far beyond its borders, biocapacity, and people. With extraction, consumption, and pollution continuing, anything like current rates, collapse is inevitable. At its interactive site, the Global Footprint Network provides information on the growing ecological deficit for the United States. 4, making ravenous a preferred way of life this last two-thirds of a century. The sharp takeoff of human impacts since the mid-20th century is known as the Great Acceleration. And then there's a chart that shows from 1750 until about 1950, population, real GDP, foreign direct investment, water use, paper production, fertilizer consumption, motor vehicles, primary energy use, telephones, tourism, river dams, McDonald's restaurants, atmospheric CO2, atmospheric N2O, atmospheric CH4, atmospheric ozone depletion, northern hemisphere surface temperature, loss of tropical rainforest and woodland, domesticated land, great floods, fisheries fully exploited, flood frequency, coastal nitrogen, and species extinction. And all of those things go up like a hockey stick after 1950. The International Geosphere-Biosphere Program describes it this way. The second half of the 20th century is unique in the history of human existence. Many human activities reached takeoff points sometime in the 20th century and sharply accelerated toward the end of the century. The last 60 years have, without a doubt, seen the most profound transformation of the human relationship with the natural world in the history of humankind. The effects of the accelerating human changes are now clearly discernible at the Earth system level. Many key indicators of the functioning of the Earth system are now showing responses that are, at least in part, driven by the changing human imprint on the planet. The human imprint influences all components of the global environment, oceans, coastal zones, atmosphere, and land. Unquote. Spend a minute or two with the Great Acceleration PowerPoint, and that's hotlinked, that displays the human-driven impacts related to our Earth, her resources, living systems, and life support systems. These astounding, burgeoning impacts predict collapse. We just don't know exactly when. Finally, 5, the Tinkerbell effect makes current international efforts at climate stabilization vacuous and insane. The free ebook, Delusions and Contradictions, at www.fightthedragon.org, explains the delusions that even those trying to stabilize our climate system at the world agreed 2 degrees Celsius heat ceiling are suffering under, pages 11 to 21. Find out why not one nation in the world is taking seriously the Paris Climate Agreement. The 5 factors here, one could add a dozen more, show incontrovertibly that we are on a fast path to comprehensive self-destruction. The point is to see and feel it, to understand the dragon dominating us so that we can wake up and help sound the alarm, to trigger our fight or flight survival system before we hit the wall fast approaching. Then it is critical that we respond by reaching for the entity and organizations with the financial and human resources that can come to our aid and respond at this late date. That entity and its organizations are the ones who express that they love humanity by their very name. Philanthropy, literally meaning lover of humanity, is that entity. We must ask them to sound the general alarm, then to continue to help us with their vast resources, their hundreds of billions of dollars. Once the human survival response is triggered and the general alarm is sounded, philanthropy's financial and human resources can help drive humanity back to balance and weather the coming disasters. The last subsection of Delusions and Contradictions, Climax and Clarity, page 94, explains the simple action steps that anyone can take to help sound the alarm and begin the drive back to survivability and viability. Then Appendix 1 gives specific step-by-step response alternatives designed to begin to raise the alarm. These steps take only a few minutes and provide relief from the deadening paralysis that attends to rousing the flight or fight reaction without action steps to follow. You can also go here, and that's hotlinked, to watch a 4-minute film, Ask Philanthropists, Sound Alarm Now, that features Catherine Hayhoe and myself, that accompanies the Delusions and Contradictions and takes the clear, simple action steps. The key to this disastrous situation we are in is to respond, to raise the general alarm.